Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Wanna be the greatest of all time, yeah, yeah. Wanna be the greatest of all time, yeah, yeah. Wanna be the greatest of all time, the greatest, yeah. Yo, what up, y'all? What's going on out there in the world, man? It's your boy, Rob, man, and I'm here with another one. Sparking conversation, y'all. And that's where we get together, me and the crew, man. We get together and we just chop it up, man. We go over a few things that happen out here in the world. You know what I'm saying? And we just give our little commentary. And besides that, I just like to always make sure that the people who do rock with us know that I appreciate them, right? So each and every show, I like to open it up with a thank you to all the people that download the audio version of this podcast, man, on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all of those places that you stream your podcast from. Thank y'all so much for doing that and just supporting the kid, man, and just rocking with us, man, because I think it's dope. Like I always tell y'all, man, you don't ever know, like, when you do stuff like this, how it's going to be received, right? Or you never know that, you know, people or even, you know, want to hear your opinion, because everybody has an opinion, you know. Like with social media, like you don't even have to have a platform like this, man. You could pretty much just say what you want and, you know, just, and people just either rock with it or not, you know. But having a platform and then people actually literally go out there to look for you or to check for you where you at and want to hear what you got to say, I think that's pretty dope. So thank you to all of y'all. I don't know. I just look a little off right here trying to do this right here. I look like one shoulder higher than the other. Word up. But look, I like to say this real quick. I mean, you know, I'm going to bring the crew on and, you know, we're going to chop it up and we're going to get into a few things tonight, right? But before we do that, you know, I like to give y'all a little something each and every week. Well, before we get into that, I just want y'all to know that the links that are in the description, y'all should check that out, all right? So each and every person, and whether y'all watching this live or y'all watching this playback, check the links in the description. If any of those things interest y'all, make sure y'all click on the links. If you need any information on how to decipher your personal credit from your business credit, there's an ebook, a free link to an ebook there, well, a link to a free ebook that is in the description. So go ahead and check that out. Click on that, get that information. It's a short read, but it'll give you that information, at least you know where to start from. You know how to separate the two, so you can learn how to maneuver out here, all right? Secondly, if anybody is interested, you know, there's a bunch of few things, so we'll talk about that. But, you know, before I bring the crew on, y'all know how we do, man. I like to give y'all a few things, man. I just want y'all to be aware of your kids at all times, you know what I'm saying, if you can. Now, I do understand that as your children get older, you give them a lot more freedom. And so they can, you know, experience life a little bit and hope that the things that you teach them, they carry with them as they move forward, right? They don't allow people to just influence them to do dumb shit that is going to get them in dumb shit, you know, the whole nut. But I'm talking about when you get to the age of your child wanting to be independent and you go places. Like, let's say, for example, if you're at theme parks or if you're at the zoo or anywhere where there's crowds of people. You know, and this is for young moms too. I don't care if you got a little boy or not. Like, listen, Do not let your children go in any bathrooms by themselves. I mean, just, we not even going, like, now, this day and age, you can't do it. You got to figure out a way. If you, if the place doesn't have, like, a family bathroom somewhere, then, you know, I the women's bathroom, I know y'all all got stalls, because I don't think none of y'all stand up. Y'all not supposed, oh, well, I guess I can't say that. I guess women do stand up and pee now. I don't know. You know, that's the only thing about going live. You know, I can't start over. I can't take that back. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know how to be politically correct with that. I mean, yeah, I'm going to let that go. But I guess they're not supposed to stand up and pee, so y'all wouldn't have no urinals. I guess I could say that. So all of y'all got stalls. If you got a little boy, just take your little boy in there, yo. You know what I mean? But, like, don't let them do that, because this report that's been coming out, and I know it's not, it hasn't made mainstream news, because y'all all know that mainstream news, they all work together to keep us in a certain space if that's what you follow. If you are a avid news watcher, then you just, all you're going to know, they're not going to tell you everything, but there's been a lot of reports. I mean, I'm talking about from people everywhere that's just talking about they were at certain theme parks, and in these theme parks they have because I know y'all been hearing about all the sex trafficking and stuff that's been happening with children. Y'all know it's been heightened for the last, like, at least 12 years. It's just been a real thing where that has been a thing, and a lot of people have been wondering how they've been getting these da-da-da-da. And so they've been having all kinds of things going on, like trap floors and trap walls and doors in these bathrooms. And so when y'all are letting y'all children go into these bathrooms alone and thinking that they just in there handling their business while you out there scrolling on your phone, somebody, you know, then came through a wall or from under a floor and snatched them. So I'm saying, I don't care where it is. The top theme parks, water parks, I don't care what it is. If you're going to take your child, and if you, he at the age or she at the age where they feel like they all independent, nah, forget all that. If it's just y'all two and it's like that, boom, you got to find a way. You got to go in the bathroom with them. Don't allow your children to ever go in bathrooms by themselves, all right? That's just my thing to y'all. I want to put that out there because it's been all over the place, man, how children have been turning up missing in some of these most popular theme parks and everything else. And then when they be reporting it, the parents are being put in psychiatric wards and everything else because, you know, they see certain things, you know, because they get there a little bit quicker. Some people are more into their children than not, but you still should not allow them to go in no bathrooms by themselves. That's all I'm going to say. You know, if they teenagers and shit like that, like, I mean, you know, you should, you know, kind of, I guess that's not a thing. I mean, I don't know. But if they, any of those ages up until like preteen and all that, 12, 13, 14, from any age up until that, do not let them go in no bathrooms by themselves. I do not care. I ain't y'all parents. I ain't your kids' parents because I ain't paying nobody else child support. But I'm going to be honest with you. Do not let your children go into bathrooms by themselves. Figure it out. Yo, you got to figure it out. That's all I'm going to say, yo. You know what I mean? That's all I'm going to say, yo. Figure it out. You know? Because it's crazy out here. And people are going through all kind of different ways to get your children. So as much as we like to protect our children from all these other shit, be aware that they got all kind of tricks on how to find it to get your kids. So you just got to be all kind of protective to make sure that that don't happen. All right. Yeah. So that also leads to a couple of other things that's crazy too. Like, speaking of underground and under shit, you know, a lot of times, you know, trying to learn how things work is really crazy, right? Because a lot of people idolize people that be put out there in the mainstream, right? Or be put out in the front. And then all the while, these people be doing some wild shit, yo. So there's been a lot, like recently, there's been some investigations happening. Well, it's come back up recently, but it's been something that's been happening for a while, though, you know, because they have been investigating, you know, the property of Benjamin Franklin. And y'all know they found all these bodies under this man's crib and shit, yo. Like, I'm talking about all these bodies, and then they come back, and then they was talking about during a certain period, yo, it was a whole bunch of, you know, young black boys that was coming up missing. And you gotta, it's just I don't know. I'm just trying to say to y'all, yo, it's been a lot going on with children and these things going on. And I'm just an advocate for the kids. You know? Like, you've got to protect the children at all costs. So just to say that they've been reporting how kids been coming up missing in some of the major theme parks and all this other shit, to know that it's been going on that long for this, but with this type of eliteness and shit like that, then I mean, you guys gotta kind of put all this stuff together, man. Everything can't be considered a conspiracy theory. That's all I'm gonna say. We're gonna put that out there, yo. All right. So I'm gonna bring the crew on. We got a guest in the building with us tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? We got my boy Split in the building. He's a movie producer and stuff like that. I met this guy down in Atlanta. I went down there for a networking event. And, yo, he got a lot of shit going on. And I had told him then, you know, I got a team up here and we're going to come down there and we're going to film and shit. So a lot of times I think, I don't know. I think people take a lot of shit for granted. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. When it come down to this whole, whatever this thing is you want to call it, because for me, I just call it following a vision, right? But for whatever other people call what we do, like me and the crew, I know y'all see us up here on the podcast and shit, but you know, you see the skits and all that other stuff. And I think y'all don't really understand what's really going on to really make this shit possible. I really be traveling. I be going out here networking and trying to put these pieces together. It's not just getting in front of a camera and putting some shit together. You know what I mean? I'm trying to change lives, yo. Motherfuckers keep always telling me how people don't think like me. Well, hell, I'm about figuring it out. You're going to have to prove it to me. So I got my man. He's going to come in. We're going to have him come up in a little later on, and we're going to chop it up. So we want to know, y'all know that this is Thanksgiving week, right? Or whatever that's called, you know, the holiday, the thing. We're going to talk a little bit about food. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, things that families go through. But, you know, I'm not going to talk about Thanksgiving in the traditional sense, because we all know that the original reason for the holiday is a nightmare. I don't care what people use it for. It's a fucking nightmare. So... but we ain't going to go through that. We're going to keep it light. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get it in. And then we're going to chop it up with my man. And we're going to put some things in perspective, yo. Because people are already planning to fight over Uno. I don't know how that's going to go down. But look, let me bring the crew in real quick. Let me see who in the building. C-Double, what up, y'all?
What's up?
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. What's going on with you? Wait, hold on. What's going on? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right, cool. I ain't know you had to bring
it out with the blanket.
the throat lozenges you needed. I don't know what was going on. I ain't know. Meek, what up?
What's up? What's up?
I look like you in a new studio and shit. I like that, yo.
What up? Hey, that voice a little dry. You okay over there, Meek?
That wasn't me.
That was CJ.
Oh, you was like, yeah, I'm all right.
No, that was CJ.
You like she down, I know that, but hey, I need you to bring the energy tonight.
Yeah, you go get some water. You got something to drink?
No, I'm straight.
You just woke up?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Right, it ain't contagious.
She is not with it. I don't know. It's just something ain't, you know what I'm saying? This ain't her. I don't know. We're going to figure it out, though. We're going to get through. Yo, but y'all like though?
Yeah.
Everybody good? Y'all had a good week so far?
Can't complain.
You know, I know it's only Tuesday when I ask that shit. It's kind of
I know. And you be asking like it's been a whole week of shit. Like nigga,
what? It's been a whole week since we've been on live. So I just count it like that. Like, yo, how y'all been all week? You know what I mean? Because I know Kev, you was okay. So yeah, so a lot of a lot of
oh shit. Anyway.
Next.
The other news. Hey, I got my man. I'm gonna bring him on and shit. My man Split, yo. We gonna get him to come on and shit in a minute, yo, and we gonna chop it up with him. But we gonna go over a few things. Now I don't know. Now Did y'all hear that Andre 3000 put out an album with just flutes on it? Did y'all hear that?
Oh yeah.
Word. But did y'all see that they said that Kenny G put a diss record out?
Make it stop.
I'm gonna send that meme to y'all. Yeah.
Playing the saxophone, like yo, nigga.
Yeah.
What y'all think about that? Nah, that's not. I don't think that's a thing. I did see that picture, and I think it really put me in a mindset like, yo, people will battle over anything, won't they? Mm-hmm. Like, people will find anything to be upset about. But yo, let me bring my man up in here so we can talk a little bit, yo. Because I think he, yo, no, I ain't even gonna say that yet. We gonna figure this out. Yo, Split, what up, y'all?
What's going on, man? What up, Joe?
Ain't that what's good, yo? This is my crew, man. They all their names is up there, but I see Double. That's me, and that's my boy, Kevy Kev. And yeah. And so, look, I was telling them a little bit about how I met you and shit like that. But I do want you to tell people a little bit about what you do and stuff like that, B.
Oh well, I mean, what we do, me and my passion is with filmmaking. Can you hear me? Is it feedback too much?
I don't know. It's either you close or it's just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But it sounds all right, though. You good? Say it.
A little bit. Better.
Oh, no. You
are. So, what we do is, you know, well, what I do is make film. It just sounds like it's echoing a little bit too much. Maybe I should cut it down some.
Yeah.
Am I good?
Cut it down a little bit more. See what happens.
It's better?
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
A little bit better.
All right. You got to talk first. We're going to figure it out. Go ahead. Say something.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. So, anyways, what I do is we make like pilots and movies and things like that and try to lease them out to major platforms and things. So, I reached out to my brother right here because there's a few filmmakers that's like, in different states where we all met networking and things and said, hey, why don't we just come together like some Lucky Luciano type stuff, you know, grab the mob and we all come up under one umbrella and just make one big channel and do something together, like, you know, certain content as far as like, you know, like podcasting and you know, TV and things like that. And hopefully try to put Netflix out of business and especially Tubi since they're on the rise like that.
I bet. So look, I don't know if we really want to put Tubi out of business because that ad revenue is lit. I think we just need to aspire.
Oh yeah, we can try to get them some competition. That'd be cool though.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, it seemed like it's a new streaming service popping up every other day right now. You know what I'm saying? But they all licensing.
Yeah.
Material right now, so it's cool that we would, you know, be able to put a bunch of original stuff together. Because that's the thing right now. Anyway, it's about time to jump into films. Now, I technically do not want to stop doing skits, but it's time to kind of jump into the film thing. You know what I mean? We pretty much ready. It's just a few other pieces, but collaborating with other people is one of the main things that we talk about a lot. Is being able to get with other people who got like minded. Because I mean, you're right. It's a lot of people that may be around you that may not think like you, but there's somewhere already close enough that you could get to that, you know, we can make some shape. You know what I mean? So that's why I appreciate you reaching out to me. And I thought it'd be dope to have you on the platform and chop it up with us, because it's one thing for me to tell a crew like, yo, I've been doing X, Y, Z, but it's another thing to put a face to it. All right. So there, you know what I'm saying? Not a thing about proving, but it's just something about, you know what I'm saying, being able to stand on your word. I think that's the main thing for me.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like it's something there, because you know how like God got something for you, man. There's so many people. I like how you know, they say like create a village around you. So if I'm doing a project, I like to be able to reach out to anybody. Like we were at some like pool party or whatever, and the DJ canceled on my man, and I just put out a mass text, and you know, we had like five DJs ready to just come through and take care of it. So, I mean, we got the music part, the filming movie part, the actors, the actresses. So, I mean, we got the, you know, resources. It's just like, now what's the next level, you know, to get to that, to, you know, to take it to the next level. And I'm not a one-man army, so I can't do it by myself. I'm ready to link up with any and everybody, and we get this money, man. And you know, it's just my passion. It's what I love. I'm like, let's go ahead and get in and do it together.
Facts. And it's a lot of stuff I've seen myself when I was down there that we got access to, that, you know, we could change some things. So yeah, it's a big thing, man. So 2024, man. I want everybody that's watching and those that's gonna watch the playback to just, you know, get ready, man. We coming, and we coming heavy too. So I just want to make sure y'all know that. All right, so look, that's enough of that. We're gonna get into some other shit. All right, so look. I know I said a little bit about Andre 3000 having a flute album, you know what I mean? But to be honest with y'all, man, I don't really know how to take that, because he put out, the reason why he said that he didn't want to do an album that that he rapped on or whatever, because he said that he was 48 and he felt like he was too old to rap. And then I was like, well, damn, because all the cats that's putting up numbers right now is all the older cats. I mean, I see, you know, it's some younger cats that's still rolling, but not necessarily the ones that's really putting in the numbers and being consistent. So I don't know about that. But has any of y'all heard any of the flutes?
No.
Y'all ain't checked out no flute work?
I did.
What you think?
I thought I was at like the spa. They had that nice tranquil music going. I'm like, okay, cool. Like this, I feel like my chakra is rising right now. Just listening to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you want to meditate, if you you know, it's good music for that. I'm not gonna lie. There's a few parts in there you like, yo, I know he about to he gonna spit a verse. You just waiting for him to just kind of jump in, because it's like it leads up to it and it just right. Never happens. Like next you know, here come a flute solo. You like, bro, like you was right, you could have just said and we would have rocked it. So I just think that shout out to him for wanting to be different. I mean, we let Queen Latifah do a jazz album. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Lil Wayne did a rock album. So people can step out of what we know them for and do something that they're passionate about. I mean, I'm waiting for that Kenny G diss record though. Like he gonna be on that sax mad as hell.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Like, really? Not everybody can do it.
Well, you're right. Snoop did a reggae album, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. And a gospel album.
Snoop did a gospel album.
Yeah, or he changed his name like Snoop Lion or something at one point.
Yeah, I remember that. And I thought that was during his Rastafarian phase.
Yeah, dude did a gospel album too, because like he had like the robe on and stuff. He thought like he was a preacher or something at one point. Like, come on, man. We let Mace go to the church.
On being Memphis, he did a damn good job.
Yeah, so you know, we have to not keep people in a box. You know what I'm saying? Because Ra, you for example, you're not the same person today that you was 20 years ago.
Fact.
10 years ago. 5 years ago. So right. I can't stunt your growth, brother. If you see yourself as something different, I gotta let you get there. If this man wanna try to help.
Hold on. Before you go any further, I'm glad you said that, because that's what brings me to the fact that I'm going to be on American Ninja Warrior. Because if you could kind of really tie that
stop
in.
It. Stop it. Stop.
How y'all going to go in? If he just said it, like Kev just really put it out there, like, yo, if that's how you feeling, you know what I'm saying, right now, you ain't the same person you was before.
So you ain't ever going to be a Ninja Warrior. I told you, the average nigga warriors, you got it. Like, third place.
Look,
but that American Ninja.
But I'm just saying, based on what you just said, Kev, I think you should, you know, you probably let me know that I could really be a ninja. But God.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I would love that for you. As long as we get the t-shirts and the content, you know, it'd be on the skit reel, bro. Like, I watched some videos. Them ninja people, they serious, bro. Like, and they try out videos. They be doing backflips and shit, bro. We ain't doing that.
He can't barely go up and down the fucking stairs all day. Yeah. Try to convince
him. I told him I never even seen him walk fast. Like, and you think you about to be an American Ninja Warrior?
You don't.
I never seen him skedaddle, my nigga. Like, you never even skedaddled.
I'm not skedaddle on the damn day.
You said I ain't never seen
no.
Damn. I don't know.
Never seen you with some pep in your step.
Listen, all I'm gonna say is this. Based on what Kev just said, now we gotta let Kev, because Kev was rolling real quick. I just wanted to jump in with that and say, yo, listen, that's why, based on
stop
what
embarrassing
he
said, us. Stop embarrassing us.
Don't do that, yo.
Can't take him.
All right, well, look, we ain't gonna talk about the Ninja Bobs right now. We're gonna let that go. I just wanted y'all to know right at that moment. I was feeling his speech.
I'm glad. You know,
he was like a coach at halftime.
That's what's up. You go ahead and dream about being the American Ninja Warrior.
Go back out there. We're going to be lit, yo. I'm telling y'all, man. You're not sleeping on me. But look, how y'all feel about it, though, yo? You think people should be able to reinvent themselves, right? Like, people shouldn't stay in the box, right?
Yeah. You can't be the same person forever. Like, you need to evolve. Like, that's necessary.
And change is gonna come no matter how you you wanna keep your life in a certain space. Change gonna come because I was thinking about that today about how much most of us are in a routine. Not us as us right here. I'm just talking about in general as people are in a routine, y'all. It's like wake up, go to work, whatever that thing is when you come home, to go to sleep, to wake up and do it all over again. So. It's like so many people are in a routine that they don't even like they lose themselves in that sense of knowing that they could grow and evolve. I think people have allowed their bills to keep them in a space where they don't grow anymore. Right? Because how often we hear people say, yo, everything is going up, but our wages. It's like, oh, so shouldn't your hustle go up too? Or I don't know. Does that help with your evolution? I don't know what I was about. I don't know how I was about to take Evolve. And
man, I was waiting. I was waiting.
I was about to beat the hell out of Evolve. It was not. It was not going to go well for me. And we live. It was not going to go well for me.
Jeez, scrapped the whole part.
Man. Yo, Cassidy.
It's all leaving. Come back.
Cassidy was waiting. I thank God for breaks. Oh.
Yeah, I was like.
Listen, like, yeah, because I don't know how. I don't know. It was like almost sound like evolution. It just was wrong. It was gonna be wrong.
As far as your question, I feel like. I mean, in a sense, I guess to challenge yourself, you should want to obtain more or learn more or put yourself in a situation where you're evolving. But at the end of the day, let's not forget that, like, we're literally just collateral damage in a fucking game of chess that the government or this country or corporation is playing with us. Like, right now, it's not inflation. Like, if those that know, if you know anything about the economy or what's going on behind closed doors, it's not inflation. We're fucking funding wars in countries that we shouldn't even fucking... We ain't got no business being in a fucking business, but yet we funding a wars. That's where that shit is coming from. So it's like, I get it, but a lot of people tend to fall and fall victim to the pattern or getting used to just going to sleep, going to work, come home and doing it. Cause I mean, people got to sustain. People got to be able to maintain a sanity and a peace. Wage is not going up, but everything else is. How the fuck is people going provide food for their family? Like, grocery stores even complaining, talking about how people not buying as much food, and they blaming some drug called Omeprix or some shit. They blaming some drug, but my whole thing is only a celebrity can afford that drug. People aren't not going to the grocery store because they're on this drug that costs $1,500 a fucking shot. They're not going to the grocery store because it's expensive, because a loaf of fucking bread costs $7. Because some fucking milk costs $6. Like, that's the reason why. So, I mean, I get it. I feel like everybody should challenge themselves. I feel like everybody should involve. I feel like you should, after a while, put yourself or surround yourself around people that would be conducive to where you're trying to head. But to blame that for the reason why people aren't able to, like, sustain or keep up with what's going on in today's time, like, I don't, it's no causation or correlation between the two.
Evolving and like changing your or like upping your hustle or what? Would you
to keep up with, like, you know, with the economy and shit?
I feel you on that. I think it definitely is a self thing. I think for a person to say, yo, this is what I'd rather do or not. The only thing is that it's like wages are going up, right? And if a person doesn't evolve, it's still their choice. Like, we get that. But then what happens when AI takes the job that they already have, that they already didn't get, you know, a boost in wages? Then it's like, what now? It's like, I wish that Well, like you said, CJ, I get what you're saying, but I wish, I guess I could say that people would look at where they at right now and then really look for that place where they can evolve, you know, or like
facts,
figure out something, right? Like just facts. Be prepared, like to think that maybe one day a robot or a simulation or a program could pretty much do what you're doing, and they don't have to pay them no holidays, no sick time, no FMLA. So you got to kind of think about that, you know what I mean? In the sense of that can happen to a person right now, especially in these corporate built, like these skyscrapers don't mean shit no more almost.
Yeah. And that's probably, because let me tell you, I have a midlife crisis. I'm just 30. I just hit 30, y'all. And now I had about 19 midlife crises. I cry every day because when I know that I'm better or I'm capable of what I'm currently doing, like I have to place myself into a sense of evolvement. Like I can't allow the game to swallow me. I got to learn how to master the game type shit. Like, so you're right. Like you should be in a place where it's like, at some point you got to want more for yourself. You got to, you know, which prompted me to go for my data analysis service. Yeah. So that's what I'm going for. But I had my fair share of midlife crisis, crying and depressed, and one moment I'm this like, I feel you. I definitely agree with that.
It'll come that way, right? You'll go through so many different emotional changes until you get to yourself and say, you know what, fuck that.
Right.
I got up, me and my oldest, and I moved to a place I never even been before.
You gotta do that. Like,
shake shit up. Like, I ain't know a soul down here. I ain't have no job prospects. Right. I was just like putting my resume out before I even got here. Like, y'all don't know me.
Girl, you did me one better, because when I moved here, I ain't even do that, girl. I packed on my shit. I looked at my grandmother. My grandmother, I was playing
after I arrived.
Once I graduated high school, I was 18. I packed all my shit, and she looking at me like, "Where you going?" I'm like, "I'm going somewhere, but I'm not staying here."
That's
like,
why I went to the army. I had no discipline. I didn't go to the army because I loved our country, nigga. Like, I wasn't like a patriot for real. Like, that wasn't my purpose. I was just like, I gotta go somewhere because I ain't staying here. That's why I went.
You know what? That's crazy, because none of us are from where we are right now. All of us had to pack up and move to come here where we are. You know what I mean? Like, literally. Like, we all did. Like, it's not a single one of us who did that. And that's why I say it's very... Some things are meant to be, and a lot of people don't really understand that. Like, if y'all kind of think about y'all life, wherever everybody's originally from, right? And you think about anything you went through in your childhood, it was inevitable that we all was going to meet each other. That's like some really deep shit. Like, if you really put that in a perspective, like, it's not a lot of people who can step back. You know how they say step back and smell the roses type thing? I mean, you know, we know it's metaphor for like, pay attention to the small things, right? And you kind of put that together, no matter what we all went through as children, no matter what it was for us to get here, each and every one of us was going to be destined in a path to meet each other in this particular state that we're in, city, town, even narrowed down.
Kevin, you used to live in Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
And I used to live in Connecticut, and I've never seen Kev. Like, in the fact that we met here when we was in the same state at some point.
You know what I'm saying? And shit, you know, I've only been through DC, going back and forth home. So it's not like, you know what I mean? And I never even had to go to Connecticut for nothing. So, but it's not like I couldn't have found y'all in New York somewhere, because I'm sure everybody wound up there somewhere at Penn Station at least. And I stayed out there.
Probably walked right by each other. Ain't even know.
And then boom, and here we go. Like, you know what I'm saying? And even you, Split, like I met you in Atlanta. I don't even think you from Atlanta. Where you from, B?
I'm from Detroit.
You're from Detroit. He said, what up, though?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm down there. So just the fact of that thing, even you from being in Detroit, all that shit that you just talked about, whatever you went through led you to Atlanta, it lead you to where you are right now. So a lot of things that I think people don't, they take that for granted. Like, certain things are meant to be, especially when you link up with people that's doing something. Because before, like y'all said, we all had to figure out a way to reinvent ourselves. When I picked up a camera, I ain't know what the fuck I was doing.
Well, act like you said. I mean, I do agree with all of y'all on that. It was either leave the environment or die with the environment, man. Because I mean, I didn't even know any better. The only thing I kind of knew, which is sad, is some of the stuff that we were doing was I thought it was normal. I thought we all did these things, you know. Far as me, I'm not gonna lie, I came from the streets. You know, we had chop shops after hours. I only sold weed. I didn't sell crack, but I robbed drug dealers. This is the stuff we did, you know. And then, but I had a knack for writing, and I didn't get into acting until I came down here. So a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? And then they said they needed an actor. I jumped in front of the camera, and they was like, you know, have you been to school for this? I'm like, no, I just like to write. And they like, you need to do some acting. And then it went from there and kept going. So, you know, it just changed my environment. Like back in the D, you know, you got to have your throwaway with you all the time. I'm so amazed. Like down here, you really don't have to have it. And you know, the motto is whether have it or not need it, you need it or not have it. But being down here, it's like you don't really need it. And really, if like when I first got down here, it was like real confrontational because it was like shell shock, like from Detroit, right? Because you know, you need somebody to say what's up, that is going down right then and there. It's not like they playing, but here they were playing. And then when I realized that they not really, you know, about that life, I had to adjust. And then everything else came in, you know, came into play. And then I started learning about credit, you know, acting and everything else like that, man. So, you know, I had to change with them, you know.
Yeah, you got to evolve, man. You got to evolve. And I want to make sure that all the drug dealers, if y'all recognize him, we didn't know that before he said it. So,
We didn't know casual, before he got right? on.
I'm looking for us.
We're not associated.
No, that's over. Hey, I mean, it is what it is. Now, they got to the point. They realized they know who it was. So it went from saying like, you know, they're like, hey, man, we already know it's you and your crew. So how about, you know, we just forget the dance. You know, you coming in or whatever, guns and stuff, and I just pay you. So it went from robbing them to just handing me some money, and we just, you know.
Hold on. So you would rob the drug dealers, and then they would get it. They would say, hey, don't rob me, I'll hire you. And wait. And then
pretty much.
And they knew who you were. Okay.
Yeah. So,
any of the drug dealers, if y'all are watching this, if now or the playback, we just want to make sure that you understand the views and comments expressed by Skip.
I mean, we all knew what it, you know. It is what it is. It's nothing new. This was how we did. He said the views and comments expressed by Split only.
Yeah, we ain't know about that. I just met this man today. Like, I don't even know him.
Y'all gonna be safe. It's all good.
I'm from a different part of Michigan, just so y'all know.
You ain't tell us about the throwaways, Kev.
Yeah, but see, listen, it wasn't like that in Lansing. You know what I'm saying? So it was different. You know, that's that big city, east side shit, west side shit. That's different.
That's true. But it evolved though, like
yeah.
It still took. I think even when people come from places that not as harsh as we all come from, because Connecticut, DC, Jersey, Detroit, Lansing. Is Lansing is still close enough to where it could go
that
down.
That sounds white.
It does, but I wanted to
say hold up.
Confederate white.
Let them know. Hey, Split, let them know, Lansing. It go down there too.
It go down far as like partying. We would go down to Lansing, you know, for the college girls and stuff like that. Going back to the D, that's pretty much how it went. Exactly. You know, have fun there, you know. But it's like a road trip. When you go in there, you got to pack a lunch, you
exactly.
know. Go and have
exactly.
Fun. You know.
Yeah, little suburbish.
Getting all over Tito. Michigan, go blue, baby.
But he was Clemson. That's Michigan State. You know what I'm saying?
True. But then you out there in Connecticut, too. So everywhere in Connecticut is
Everywhere.
Yeah. So even some people who don't grow up in such harsh environments, they still got to find a place to evolve, though. I don't think that, you know, you get to use any type of excuse not to try to figure out a way to, you know, to evolve in life. I just feel sorry for the people who get stuck or get comfortable in wherever they are, even if they make a certain dollar amount. I noticed that people get comfortable with a dollar amount, too. You know, they make a certain amount where they could do everything they want and they get comfortable too, which, I mean, is their prerogative. But then I always wonder, like, you know, whenever if it doesn't work out, what will you do? Like, if the main thing that you do that you make your money is not there tomorrow, what would you do? You know,
yeah, like, you could just drop knowledge, you know, I mean, it's, at some point, you know, you keep giving until you run out. Like when I was feeding the homeless, when we were first came down here too, we were handing out money to some of them. And I didn't know it was that many homeless people down here. And they was all of a sudden they was getting surrounded by a ton of homeless people, and I was running out of the door. I'm like, hey, all right, that's enough. You know, that's enough. And it was to a point, it's like, man, you can't help everybody, right? Because you mess around and run out, be broke yourself. But you can spread the knowledge and try to teach them how to, you know, fix for themselves. You know, like the stuff we did, you know, it was a risk. I always tell cats, this ain't no movie or no rap tape. This is real life. You do know stuff can happen to you for real in real life. So if he's like, you know, I would tell him it's another way to go about it where you can make some money. I still feed the homeless every once in a while. All of them don't really just want to stay homeless. Some of them do have mental illness. Some of them, like, you know, but you can't just give them money. You got to teach them how to fix. Yeah, and then someone will be left behind.
You got to do your family like that too. Not just even people that's homeless. You got to do your family like that too. Like, cause they'll ask you too. They know that you got a certain thing. They'll bug you too. You got to give them a job too. Like, yo, I need this done. If you want me to, you know what I mean. Like, you can't even give to your family like that either. Like, even regardless of the homeless, because people will bleed you dry, yo. And speaking of family, what y'all getting? Like, so listen. What y'all cook? First of all, what's the main meat? What's the main meat everybody jumping on this week, y'all? That's what I'm on. I'm on turkey wings, y'all. What'd you say, C?
I got 20 pounds of turkey wings, my nigga.
Well, where you get it from?
Larry's in Raleigh.
I can't find on here, girl.
Yo, they got 10-pound packs for $29.
Shut up.
I got two of the bitches.
Listen, and I went earlier to I think people say compare, but it's really called compare. Yo, they got them stacked up in there too.
Who the fuck renamed Compare Foods?
Oh, I don't know. I think compare is the way that people who speak English say it, but it's really compare, which means compare in Spanish, but you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But look, check this out. They got them nice and neat and clean for you, too. I mean, stacked up. Like, here, come get them. Separated from the tip, too. Oh, man, yo. Woo. So, they out there. So, turkey wings for me. What you doing, Kev? What's your main thing, Kev?
I mean, probably be a little more traditional. Just some regular old turkey.
The whole turkey?
Yeah. Just, you know, just some traditional stuff. You know, Christmas, I try to do something different. Thanksgiving, you know, I give it to the overseers who then took over this country, and I give them their traditional shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give them their traditional shit.
You know.
Wait, yo, you ain't eating? Y'all ain't eating? I know you've been in the gym, fam, so you might be.
Oh, yeah. But I am, but I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to go back to work, and they'd be like, what'd you have? And I'd be like, some oxtails or something. They like, for Thanksgiving? Like, yeah. Like, and didn't take over this country for you to eat oxtails.
Yeah. If they say that to you, that's worse than your boy Biden saying, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black.
Man, listen. He meant
what y'all eating down there? Y'all ain't eating in Atlanta. What y'all eating down there? What's the meat y'all eating down there? Y'all at hog, ain't y'all? What y'all doing?
I'm talking to you, like, we talking making some sweet potato pie and potato salad. I mean, you know, all the regular stuff, but that's my specialty right there, though.
Sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie. What meat y'all eating? What's the main thing? Y'all doing turkey?
You know, like my son and them, they want like turkey and ham. I mean, it is what it is. You know, I don't really care for the turkey and ham. I'm a size kind of guy, so, you know, but you know, I'm going to get it. I was thinking about, me and y'all had that Popeye's turkey. I was thinking about ordering that.
That Cajun.
Yeah, is that good? Or anybody had that?
No, I ain't had that one, but I did see that they was offering, there's somebody else that was offering fried turkeys too like that. But I did see that they was offering it, but I never had it.
Yeah, I never had it, but I heard it was really good though. I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it might be, yo. I had fried turkey like maybe one time before, and it was pretty good, man. I ain't gonna lie. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to fry it myself. I mean,
no, hell no.
I watch those videos where people be trying to like use pressure cookers and stuff, like real quick.
That's because the turkey still be wet. Like it don't be fully defrosted. Like, and I found that out as well. When it's not fully like thawed out and it's still got, you know, water or ice or whatever, when you put in that hot ass grease, what the fuck you think gonna happen?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Yo, yeah. So damn, they gotta make sure, so it gotta be dry.
Yeah, it thawed out all the way and dry before you drop that shit.
Well, I don't know. Look, the way it just looked like a lot of work. You gotta put it on a chain and all other kind of shit, right? Like, that shit.
You always kick it in the oven too. You so extra. What you having?
I'm doing turkey wings, yo. Word. Like I told you, I went to this spot today just so I don't miss it. Cause tomorrow it's probably gonna be shit. But this is what I'm gonna ask y'all. I want to ask y'all something. I want y'all to be completely honest though, yo. Like for real. All y'all cook green? Do y'all cook
green?
Yeah. Or mustards or any of that other shit. All right, so what y'all put in that shit, yo?
Typically turkey, smoked turkey. Turkey.
Yeah, I do smoked turkey.
That. What else?
Some seasoning.
Like seasonings?
Seasonings and shit? What you talking about?
I'm asking. Because, you know, everybody got their own way of making green. From what I understand, it's like certain people take that as seriously as they do their turkey.
Nah, greens ain't never been like the staple for us. Like,
mac and cheese, maybe.
Mac and cheese and the stuffing for me.
Well, macaroni and cheese, that's pretty much like, yeah, people got their own little style how they do macaroni and cheese and shit like that. But greens is something that people will be acting like, you know, they got to do it the most perfect way for it to taste a certain way. So I don't know. I know that I'm going to try it for the first time. I ain't never made none before, but I'm going to make some myself this time.
Oh, so that's why you was asking. You was looking for the recipe.
I was trying to figure it out. Make sure I was in the right boat.
Get you a can of Glory Greens, bro.
Practice another day. Like, don't do it for Thanksgiving.
Don't do it on Thanksgiving. You never experiment on Thanksgiving. It let me know that you never have Thanksgiving with a black family, okay? Because you never experiment anything on Thanksgiving.
How you gonna say that? I said me myself personally.
Not and we nobody saying knows. No. And we saying no. That ain't the time.
No. Yeah, you should have practiced last one.
No. I've done other things before. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all right on that. And I was just wondering, like, what y'all did extra that I ain't doing already. That's all.
Oh, well, what are you doing?
He has no, AKA, he has no idea what he's doing.
What are you doing currently? Because I ain't never heard nobody be this interested in greens before.
He talks like it's his first time doing it, but like, yeah, I just want to make sure.
I'm doing what y'all doing. You know, like, but what you doing then? Like,
sure, yo. Well, I'm just trying to make sure everything. Y'all can't be mad at me for trying to make sure everything. Come on, y'all.
We know, but we don't even. What you trying to do to him though? Like, I ain't know
if y'all did anything extra. Like, you know, some people say they be putting like all kind of shit in there, like they put the cloves in there, and I think some people say they drop like things of garlic in there. I don't know. I just want to know from y'all, like, what y'all do. because y'all all be cooking and shit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to know.
Yeah, I never picked garlic.
It's gonna be nice though. I'm gonna do a video where I'm gonna break it down from start to finish. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna practice tomorrow. So if it ain't good, I can still find something else to eat.
Go get some glory back in the glory.
Yeah. I ain't gonna get the glory drink. They be seasoning shit with like bacon and all that other shit, yo.
They got vegetarian ones, bro. Like, trust me, I done looked through everything, bro. Like, you know, I don't eat pork either, so like, they got some shit. But I would say, I mean, this ain't the day to experiment.
Yeah, nah, it is. It's a perfect day because it's cooking, yo. Like, it's just a day to cook. You know what I mean? So. It's gonna be
Who's lit, eating? Is it just you and your family?
Like, I don't think nobody else gonna eat these shits with me, but it's cool.
I don't think nobody
around me gonna trust no green, but it's cool. Life. I'm gonna eat them, but y'all know. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna make some. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get a small little bundle of them. You know, like the small little like bundle joint of the joint.
Yeah, it'll make like this much.
Yeah, that's gonna make like this much. You need to get like three bundles. Like, they look big.
It looks like it's gonna be a lot. But it's gonna cook down. It shrinks. Mm-hmm. Oh, and like, you get like a handful by the end.
So don't laugh. Wait, hold on. See, y'all ain't doing it right. Y'all ain't doing it right. So look, so one little handful, that should get mad small when you boil it.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna boil it all the way. You're gonna steam it, right? You don't put the whole water in there to soak them in there and let them boil out, right?
No, but it cooked down like
they spinach. Cooked down. You know, like spinach.
You know, spinach cooked down.
They just cooked down, so it's just.
Gotcha. So like one little. So like you gotta get like. So how much for one person? Like if you just one person gonna eat, 'cause I don't think nobody gonna trust my shit. So if we one person that's gonna eat, how many bundles you think?
Just get you the bag that's pre-washed, bro. Let's keep it simple. Let's get you the bag of pre-wash.
Cut it a certain way.
If you don't know nothing about that, you ain't gonna soak it in the sink. You don't know nothing about that. Let's not do that.
Yeah, you gotta cut the stems off and all that. You gotta de-stem it and all that.
Because they be dirty as hell.
Get you the bag of pre-wash. You know what I'm saying? And just focus on your seasonings.
Yeah. And then next year, build up.
Next year, you can graduate to, you know.
That's a solid plan.
Who's responsible for Thanksgiving this year? Because I know it ain't you.
Why are you playing me, yo? Like, listen, I'm about to get busy. I'm just letting y'all know.
I'm glad you asked questions before you started, bro. So.
Y'all gotta give me credit for at least asking.
That's good.
Some people just jump out the window and they should be, you know what I'm saying, tasting like mud. I'm asking y'all. So that way, if y'all give me any tips and the shit nasty, I could come back and be like, yo, Shorty told me.
He needs somebody to blame it on. Yeah.
That's all it is.
I had your recipe, man. That shit suck, yo.
Inexperience.
But ain't nobody gonna eat my fucking greens, man. It's cool. One day, though. But y'all, so are y'all gonna get with other family or y'all gonna be just with, you know, just around, you know, your immediate?
Yeah, my brother came in from Connecticut, so
okay,
he'll be here chefing it up for us, you know.
All right. What about
my sister and her kids will be here?
Okay, Liz. Tell Liz what up, y'all.
Yeah.
What y'all be what you doing? CW, y'all traveling or y'all around, y'all?
No, so I'm staying home this year. I'm staying home. My best friend's gonna come over. So my best friend and my niece, her daughter. It's gonna be me and my family, my best friend and her daughter. We just gonna do our little family Thanksgiving. Since we're the only ones down here from where we from. So
true. Yeah. Kev, where y'all at? Y'all gonna be at the crib or y'all going to other people? You gonna be around on tour?
It's gonna be a little tour, man. So like my aunt and uncle. They're supposed to came over, but then they cooking. My sister, her husband, they cooking. You know, my mom and them, they're going to Virginia. And I'm like, shit, I need to go to Virginia because that's where my grandma at. She's going to be cooking. So, you know, I just got to figure it out because, you know, I got to get a plate. And, you know what I'm saying? I just got to get a plate, man, because I know how to cook, but I ain't about to be doing all of that, bro. I'm trying to watch football and chill, you know?
Hey, Split, where y'all at? Yo, you traveling? You going back to the D?
Well, we're doing the caverns. up here, I think they call it Blue Ridge or something like that. I thought it would be kind of sweet to, you know, to have the kids, like, you know, check that out. The view was sweet, you know, like, they got a jacuzzi, the pool table, stuff like that. So I was just figuring, you know, just try something different and new. Hey, but they right about that spinach, though, man. I was trying to cook healthy, and I had that big old bag. So I ain't thinking nothing about it. I thought it was going to be like a salad. And I put it in the that wok after I chopped up the chicken. Put it in there, came back.
Yeah, this was it.
Okay, it was a big pillow type thing, right? That I bought. But when I put it in the wok, I came back, the damn thing was gone. I was like,
you be thinking somebody stole something? Like, yo.
Can y'all imagine me tomorrow, like, really trying to get this shit done? Like, yo, and then I ain't know that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I asked y'all, because I'd have came on here the following Tuesday and be like, hey, y'all, man, guess what I did or didn't do? But, yo, I'm glad that y'all was able to answer those questions for me, so I ain't got to look crazy. But, so, the cabin sound dope, though. I ain't going to lie. The cabin sound dope, especially, like, for something like that. That sound really dope to go do.
I like cabin.
Yeah. I got some family won't come through, though, because they're afraid to get on the plane. But I'm like, with you, if I mean, I don't know, my grandma kind of stubborn. Like, and my mom.
Don't you try to tell them no other way to get from Detroit.
I was like, well, you gonna do the plane, do the train. They didn't want to do that. And I said, well, do the bus. They like, it's too long on the bus. I'm like, well, what you gonna, you just don't want to come.
The train from here to New York is,
yo, it's forever. My mom loves it, though. She takes the train every time she comes here.
She just must like the, I don't know what makes
her. She's
like
old. Well, she ain't that old, but I call her old.
My mom old. But look, because the train stop at every stop, y'all. Every single one, man. Like, it's like 12, 13 hours from an 8-hour drive, like taking almost 14 hours on the train, man. I don't know.
She could have been hopped on a plane. Everybody's scared. I don't know what it is.
Like a couple hours or so. You know what I mean? Right. I don't know. People be scared of that plane. I don't know. The first time I rode a plane, shit, I ain't even take the seatbelt off. I was scared of shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Once you get one of the movies on your phone, download a good movie or two on your phone, you know, just sit back. I like seeing it go from, you know, big to small, and it look like the map when you up high. And then once you're in the cloud, game over. It might as well just watch the movie and chill.
Yeah. Well, you can't say that to somebody for the first time they fly. I'm going to be honest with you. People were talking. I was so annoyed with them. I'm like, man, sit y'all ass down, y'all. Why y'all? I was shook my first time flying. But now,
yeah, nah, I don't give a fuck. My first time flying, I was going to basic training. I was scared for multiple reasons.
You gotta talk about your first plane.
Yeah, every time you lead back to the military, I'd be wanting to stop you.
Right. I ain't going to get too deep because I know what not to say.
I don't know me because some of that you do say should be not the same, right?
Because no that'd be okay, because that'd be shit, you know, regular shit. Yeah, it's shit that, you know, it already had been discussed with my superiors, like, yeah, they knew I was stealing their Humvees. Oh,
she's not going for 100%, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going for 100%. I'm at 80. I'm already at 80.
Oh shit. Yeah.
You just need speaking of 80% and trending topics, we not gonna touch base on this Diddy shit.
I mean, I
take that.
So, you know, it's crazy. You know, it's really crazy because
talk to me.
It was the fastest settlement in the U.S. history. But besides that. Okay. Yeah. I have so many mixed emotions about it. I was trying to figure out, like, how can we, I was going to get to it. We got a little bit of time, so I ain't know, but How do y'all like, okay, so I don't know if he did it or didn't do it. I don't know. But do y'all don't find like the
name is Diddy.
He did that shit. What are you talking about?
Oh well, no.
allegedly.
No.
Diddy, like, of course.
I'm talking about the timing of it. Does that not seem ironic though?
Oh.
You want to know why it doesn't?
That's all I'm saying.
It don't feel ironic because you got to understand this not nothing new. Now, Cat, to me, and I'm gonna be honest, I full heartedly don't believe that she did this by herself. I'll say that.
Okay.
Diddy has been spoken about in the industry for a very long time. He has done some heinous ass shit. And as of earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken, or it may have been last year, the end of last year, he pissed off the wrong people. He got upset because it was people that wasn't, it was a French guy. So you know he had Sarong.
He won that lawsuit though. That's why I was asking, do y'all think it's ironic that it came out now after he won that lawsuit with the Ciroc people? Because she had been away from him. How long, it said? I think I saw one report that they haven't been together for at least like 7 years.
Yeah, 2018.
And he did this new album, this Love album. Basically, most of the records are about her. So that's why it's kind of like, wait, that's why I said I don't know if he did these things to her or not. Like, I mean, I get where y'all coming from because, man, yo, somebody read the court document. Did y'all see that?
All 32 pages. Yes, he did something. Mm-hmm. It's been so many people that spoke about this shit too. It's been too many people that have been in the industry that spoke on the shit that they seen him make her do or they've experienced. So
yeah,
to
like
be like
shaking her head.
Yeah, like people
about it. Jock was like, he just came up to her and was like, tomorrow you shaving the side of your head. And Jock asked her, like, yo, do you even want to do that? And she was like, whatever Sean wants, I'ma do.
You gotta understand, he groomed her. He was 37 and she was 19. He was old enough to be her fucking father. Bitch, you was pushing 40. You was grooming her.
Fly at 40 though.
Huh?
Fly though. Take that.
I don't know what they ever. I just never have been impressed by Diddy. Like, I just.
Money talks.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, I'm glad I don't have that in me. Like, money does not impress me. Like,
yeah, facts.
It does not do anything for me.
I hate when people talk about money.
When he had the fucking Making the Band shit, he was an asshole. Like, you knew that nigga wasn't shit.
I mean, you knew then he was willing to, well, not willing, he wanted to make people go through extreme things and embarrassment for his entertainment.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. He really made them walk through the cheesecake, and we laughed about
like,
that.
Fucking yeah, I was like, yo, this nigga is wildin'. Like, who the fuck?
I was what particular thing? What happened?
Well, I'm talking. I think. Yeah, yeah.
Because Diddy, which one are you talking about?
Oh, we talking about Puff?
Yeah, which thing with Puff? Because he had a lot of stuff going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they talking about the thing with
talking about. I was trying to figure out which one y'all talking about. Like the thing where they saying he had Pac killed and all the other stuff. I mean, which one?
Nah, we talking about the joint with
Cassie. I mean, I don't know which one y'all talking about. Allegedly.
The one with Cassie.
Yeah, so kind of back to what Rob was saying, like, clearly, and CJ said it too, clearly he done upset the wrong people, and now they unloading the clips. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they making the arrest in Tupac case. You know, they tying Diddy to that. You know what I'm saying? People was coming out wanting their masters back. So now he done gave up these masters. So now that's future money that he not getting no more because he gave it back. You know what I'm saying? Now Cassie coming out, she unloaded the clip. You know what I'm saying? And 32, 35 pages of document of things that happened with other people supporting that narrative. You take it back a few years, you know, Kim Porter passed, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of speculation around that. And you like, man, Diddy ain't looking. Like, it's coming at him left and right and left and right. And it just constantly keeps coming. And it's one of those things where we've always heard where there's smoke, there's fire.
You're right.
Yeah, it ain't no way that people just throwing it to the wall and hoping it stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, we laugh at this stuff. You know, Dave Chappelle made the skits, and we thought it was just really funny. Almost 20 years ago, the Chappelle Show was. You know, we thought it was funny that he wanted Cambodian breast milk. It came from somewhere. You feel me? We laughed about it so hard, man.
That was a good one, though. That was a good one. Yeah. That was hilarious.
I mean, Dave Chappelle, man, listen, he made a joke about it, but like, yo, this is, there's real stories that he took. Every story that he told was a real story. The Rick James stuff was a real story. You feel me? Yeah. And people, we use it as comedy. The R. Kelly stuff is a real story. And he made it comedy. And we all laughed about it, but it's like, bro, it's put right in our face. And, you know, the boy Diddy, man, like Usher, Justin Bieber, you know, we all watched that uncomfortable video when he was talking to Fabulous, like, hey, daddy, when you gonna come party with me? Like,
yes.
Wait, who said that? Wait.
Y'all ain't seen the video? There was an interview.
he was on Drink Champs. Yeah, he said he wanted to take him shopping.
I'm gonna take you shower. He was sauced, like he was, you know. And niggas is like,
I like that.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie. It brings me back to that, to this thing right here. Like, that's why I say, like, the stuff that they talk about with Christopher Williams and him, like a lot of different people, they talk about in this industry and what they do and how they go about their way to whatever kind of success you want to call it. And, you know, it always brings it back to those things that people keep calling conspiracy theories. Like, all these people do these things with these people who allow them all this riches, this money, and all this other shit while they compromise themselves. So when things like this happen, they got a clip to unload on them, right? Because, like, the thing with Cassie, what makes it so bad is that now she done been away from him. I don't know. I think she's married to the dude that she's with now. She got a kid and all this other stuff with this guy. So now forever, now this is going to be out there. Now it's going to come back to her, you know, her children and all these other things. It's going to continue to go down the line because of this particular thing that's going on right here, because of how this happened, this transpired. And then whether he paid her quick. They ain't say how much. They ain't saying how much. I know she was going for like 30 million, right? But I don't know.
She's going for 30, so.
Yeah. You know. I don't know. They didn't say a number that they settled for, but it still wasn't worth what happened to her if you really kind of put it to the dollar amount. So do you? That's why I say, damn, do y'all know? Was it a money? Like, was it just?
It was a
money. Like CJ said, they pissed off the wrong person and they started pulling triggers like, all right, look. Go out there and do this. But because she was part of go out there and do that. They're gonna holler at the other person. All right, I need you to come out. Because you know, I saw a drink where they had a psychic, a white lady. She was a psychic saying that she was talking to Kim.
You talking to who?
Kim Porter. Like a psychic. She was literally out online to my, oh my God, yeah. Kim's right here. She's saying, oh my God, they're finally going to get him. Like, and this joint is like viral.
Damn. First of all, they've been saying that around this time Diddy was going to get sued for like the past 2 or 3 years. I don't want to, anybody that pay attention or anybody that go down rabbit holes would know that this information did not just come about, not even just within the past couple months. They said that during this time frame specifically that some shit was going to happen. We just didn't know what it was. So now it makes sense to what it is. So
biggest distractions ever. Right. The biggest distractions ever. Because, you know, Elon shot that rocket. I wanted us to talk about that. They kept trying to hide that shit. They tried to say that we ain't in no firmament. And he shot that shit. And that shit went up there and exploded. You know what I mean? And it stopped. It ain't like it exploded in mid-air, it stopped and then exploded, which it should do. You know what I mean? If they were able to really get outside of the atmosphere like they claim they've been doing all these years. So that's another thing too. So it's a lot of distractions going on. But to be honest, not to skip past the Diddy shit, because I got a feeling, y'all, like it ain't get ready to stop at him.
It never was.
I think this is a setup for some of the other bigger people some shit gonna come down the rabbit hole, y'all. I promise you. This is just a start. What you gonna say, Kai?
You gotta think, man. The whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, right?
Right.
Like, they get him. Everybody was at these parties. Everybody was at Epstein Island. Everybody was complicit. And then we got hit with COVID. Everybody got to stay home for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got to stay home. That's the same thing as house arrest, ain't it?
Yep.
So we ain't seen them celebrities come out. You remember seeing them videos of Diddy with the gray hairs and DJ Khaled with the gray hairs? Like, because they couldn't get out to their stylist or nothing. Like, but Epstein, man, listen, he hung himself in prison. It's kind of funny how after that, Weinstein going down, you know, more charges against R. Kelly. Now you see Diddy, you know what I'm saying? People, Dame Dash is coming back out there talking about Aaliyah.
Jay, you know, I'm saying they about to open up the Aaliyah case. Jay-Z about to go die on him hyping. Oh.
Listen, yeah. So Jay sitting here sweating bullets right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, they all a part of something. They're all a part of something. And as you know, if you could take Bill Cosby down for stuff that happened in the 60s and 70s, like if you took him down, you like, oh, everybody.
That's some shit happened last week.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga, that just some shit happened last week. Yo, you know, it's a dub for him. And that's what I keep saying. This industry that people keep chasing to get into, this dream that everybody has, versus like what we said earlier. I love how all our conversations always segue back to the beginning, like we said, how much it takes for you to evolve and figure out who you are as a person. Because every last thing that we talk about, like all the people I remember growing up, and this is just me, I ain't saying that it was a long time ago, because the shit still fly. If you watch Tubi, like we said earlier, the hood movies are still rolling. They ain't stopped. And I grew up, and it was mad shit out there. I'm talking about even when the stuff that wasn't hood movies, like the Temptation movie. The Temptation movie went around the hood more than it did when it came out in the movies and the Five Heartbeats, all of that shit, yo. That shit move around. Like, the power that we have in ourselves, once we understand something, it just, we don't have to settle for chasing this Hollywood dream in order for us to do the things that we dreamed about as a kid, is what I'm saying. Like, if you had a dream for yourself to be in front of the screen or whatever, you can do that now. Like, you don't have to chase nobody's script. You don't have to. You could do it if that's what you want, but you don't have to chase. Yeah, if you want to be in a Marvel joint, I get it, because, you know, whatever. Because you come do something with us, you're going to be Vampire from Jersey. I'm going to have to edit your shit in later. You ain't gonna fly for real, yo. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that you gotta put yourself in a position where you can still live your dream without selling your soul, because that's what it looked like to me. What it looked like was happening to Diddy, what happened to all these people was a part of their contract. Like, yo, if you do this, we're going to do that. How many times somebody go to work? Like, no matter if you work for these people, you work for them. Like, any job, you know, you go to, if you don't follow certain rules, they got certain protocols. What they gonna do? They gonna get rid of you, they gonna fire you, whatever it's called. You know what I mean? And so that's what's happening to him. Like, yo, his contract is up, or he violated something in his contract. You know, somebody pushed the button, and that could happen to anybody in that situation. So anybody that's watching right now, if y'all watching this, if y'all see this video on YouTube, just like the video real quick. You know what I'm saying? I would appreciate that. And I just want to make sure that y'all know, like, we're not overlooking the fact that what happened to Cassie, because that 32-page document was pretty brutal. I ain't gonna lie. Like, and not even that, it was the witnesses. For me, it was like, damn. It wasn't even like it was something that she just was saying, and like it wasn't other people that came out. So that leads to me to say too earlier, like, all these people are part of a contract. Mm-hmm. When they push these buttons, yo, you gotta go. You gotta say something. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. We don't know if it's true or not. We will never know. We know how to spin everything, because they had this one thing come out, which was crazy because of what happened with Diddy. Crazy Bone started trending too, about how he was saying the thing that ties into the private prison and how they had a meeting with a lot of the biggest rappers and the executives and told them, like, listen, this is the direction we want you to start signing your artists in. And they were saying, yo, basically, you got to get it like this. This is the music y'all got to start signing and doing because we got these deals over here with these people who got these private prisons and they got to get these bodies in this joint. We need y'all to do this.
Yeah, that's
you get what I'm saying? All of it come back. Like, who you think was one of the main people in that room? We ain't got to say no names, regardless or not. He paid that money, didn't he? So it's a lot of people that was in that room, y'all. If y'all think about it, what was the main thing for the last 20 years? What was the main thing? If it wasn't gangster, it was sex. The last 20 years.
Yeah.
Of music.
I think a lot of this stuff, it goes over people's heads because they think it's just entertainment. But when you sit here and you think about it, at the top of any pyramid, who's sitting at the top of it? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We look at Diddy, and he was a person that he was our representative. He didn't make the most money off of those records. He signed to a label that's signed to a label that's owned by a group of people that are way up above him. And do you think they want kumbaya? Let's get together. Let's enterprise. Let's build together. Let's be brothers. Nah, they say, hey, listen, we want to over sexualize. We want to, you know, gangster music, dope dealing. Like, all of that is our imagery. Like, this is what we need you to sell. And that's what was sold. Because you can't tell me that, like, you really can't be like, yo, I mean, you know, Talib Kweli is cool, but Jay-Z got bars. No. Talib got bars. He could rap his ass off, but he wasn't rapping about the agenda. He wasn't rapping about what was popular. He ain't have girls in his popping it everywhere. Like, we listening to gangster rap, but you got half-naked women in the videos. We want Jay-Z lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? We want this cool, get money lifestyle. We all kind of gravitated to it because that's what was put in our face. But like, they grew up listening to the OJs and shit. So how did y'all get gangster? Listening to Temptations and OJs and Marvin Gaye and all of that. Seriously, I listen to
and shit.
That's why y'all sampled that music because that's what you grew up listening to. You grew up listening to the Isley Brothers, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you grew up listening to. And then somehow you was like, wait a minute, I'm gangster now. No, listen, we don't own the planes, the boats. They got cocaine over here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody had to teach them how to cook it up. We all watch these shows about how they infiltrated our hoods. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not act like none of this.
True. That's true. We talked about that earlier. The CIA, they took care of that, you know.
And they put it in front of our face on TV shows and make us watch it. You know, we watching, what's it, Snowfall?
Yeah.
That's based off a real person.
All that stuff, yo. Yeah, all that, man.
They put it in our face, man. And it's the arrogance of it. You know, it's truly the arrogance of it. And, I mean, I don't know. Had you asked me, like, 2 years ago to name some black billionaires, right?
Right.
Who would you have named? Kanye?
Right.
You seen what happened to him? Diddy? He was right there. You see what's happening to him? So now you got Jay-Z and Oprah. And you like, shit, what they got on Oprah? Because if they can take them two down, it's only, you know, she was on Epstein Island too.
But you saw how she fell back because, you know, everything that was happening to them little girls out there in her school.
Yeah.
So she fell back. She started talking and all that other stuff. They pushed her little button and she ain't said nothing since.
She ain't said nothing since.
I think the last time she said something was about what happened with Hawaii. And she was trying to get people to donate. Her
and The Rock. Trying to get people to donate money. Like, right. Land you can just go buy the country, like go buy that country and just put it back together.
Yeah,
you know like
all that stuff come back, yo. So that's why I'm saying, like, yo, like the stuff that happened to Cassie, yo. Like, I really feel bad, even though we understand that she pretty much. I don't know if she signed up for that. I think every young person go into the industry with a dream that they want to be famous, and they know what it takes, and then they get around the people that they know can do that, and then it allows them to bring their guard down and be taken advantage of by these people who offer them these things, and they give them these things that they always dreamed about. They just never thought that they would have to compromise themselves to get it. And so that's why I feel bad for her. In a sense, I do understand, though, the same thing that other people are saying out here about the consequences and things that we make about the choices we have, especially when we don't have the right type of people around us and we make certain decisions. But everybody's not blessed to have some people around them that care about them either when they get forced to be in these positions. And just because a person is pretty don't mean that their family structure and life is really going good. You know what I mean? So that's another thing. You know? And so I feel bad, like, for all the women that get taken advantage of in this business.
Yeah.
Because it ain't just her. You know? It's so many of them. I mean, just the whole thing about Aaliyah, like, when they break that whole thing down, man, I mean, as talented and as dope as she is, you feel so bad for her, yo. Like, these grown-ass fucking men, yo.
You know? You know what I mean? And then you got to think about it. Like, so you think about Aaliyah. She was young. You know what I'm saying? They fed her to R. Kelly. R. Kelly's a musical genius. You know, he put together a dope album for her, but he took advantage of that young lady. She was a girl at that time. A girl. You know what I'm saying? Took advantage of her. You think about Ashanti and Irv Gotti, right? Another man that's in power brings her in, and they're in a whole relationship while he married.
He told all their business on Jake.
Told all that. Like, I didn't notice until this point. Like, he and his feelings, and he airing this out. Like, you mad that she actually found a boyfriend when she went with Nelly instead of being your side chick. And then she had to re-record all her music because you was robbing her all these years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, it's a story as old as time. A person in power using that power to take advantage of those less fortunate. So it's not, you know, this story's been retold time and time again, and it still works. I mean, it's people at your job who sleeping their way to the top. You know, well, Martha, if you want this promotion, you know, you know what you got to do. Like, it happens. It happens in every industry. It happens in every workplace. It happens. And it continues to happen. And the more light that gets shined on it, the less acceptable it is. That's true. You know, it's, you know, people is, you know, we all laugh. Once again, another thing that they put in front of our face, you know, because they over-sexualize everything. You know, you look at those casting call adult movies. Where a person comes in and they're going for a role and then they end up having sex on the couch.
Right.
That's real. That's Harvey Weinstein. That was real. They took real life situations and put it in front of our face. And we like, yo, I want to see her casting call. Bruh, this, she doing this for a role that she not going to get.
Yeah.
Or he doing this for a role he not going to get. They showing you what they do to people for fame. And they put it right in our face. Right in our face. And we consume it. We like, yo, let's watch that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. It's really crazy when you think about it.
And they market it like that too. They market it heavy. And go back to what you said last week. See, you know what? Like, anytime somebody say, like, when we was talking about academics and we talk about, it's the narrative that they go out and they say that the least protected, you know, species they say on planet Earth is a black woman, right? And like, damn, y'all, it's like so much comes up that proves that point correct. You know what I mean? So even as a man, you can't even put your pride, you can't even allow your pride to get in there and be like, no, it ain't. Everybody, man, it ain't all black women, man. I don't treat, you know, you can't even put yourself out. You got to kind of just step back and think about it. Like, just the thing that happened with Cassie, she's a person that is known about now, like, based on everything that happened. But you know, it's happening so much to all them girls. What about the ones whose albums never come out and all that other shit? It's happening to them too. So it's just the fact that, damn, y'all, like, it really proves that that point is right. Like, I can't really see a man arguing against that point. It doesn't even matter. Like, it keep getting proven. Like, the black women is the least protected. Like, what are we doing out here, y'all?
We don't
check. Like, when do men start checking men?
Well, what about the parents gotta be held accountable for these kids. You can't, you know, some of them they knew, like Usher's parent, they knew he was sleeping over Puff house. But again, you know, some things though you don't really just, you know, imagine. You don't think that, you know, I mean, like my son, you know, he kind of wanna get into some rap or whatever, but until now what different things, but it wouldn't have dawned on me that, you know, if you go over a certain artist's house that something like that will happen. You know, especially when you can, you know, communications. You gotta teach a kid to not be afraid to tell you anything. You know, that's upbringing, raising, period.
I know, but some kids got a mind of their own though, yo. It's like you could teach your kids all you want, but like once they get in front of something that they like or gravitate to, like, all right, for example, like for us three men here, let's be honest. Like growing up, we in high school, let's just say in high school, you had a little girlfriend in high school, you know, good and well, her parents wasn't about to let you come over. You had to sneak over. She had to sneak out. You had to go through different things just to try to be with her. But she would do certain things, even if she would get in trouble, but she would do it for you because she liked you that much. She would disobey her parents. She would not, she would sneak out, the, you know, to come see you. She would do certain things if she liked you that much, even if she has that type of restriction. So that's what I'm saying. Even if you do teach your children or whoever, if they really like somebody or feel like something, they gonna go for it. Even if they don't tell you, not you personally. I'm just talking about in general when it comes to what happens to people in the industry, because that's what we was talking about, right? Like if you think about it, these people that go, it's the, like Kev said, the casting couch. It ain't just the music business that this happens to. This happens to people in that film industry, in that television industry. This happens to people in that sports industry as well, too. They send these young women out there. That's why we was going to talk about Joe Smith. Like last week, we talked about Joe Smith and his wife and how she out here doing porn. Like, you got to think about it. She married to a person that's supposed to have millions of dollars. What in the world would make you still, if you're going to make your own money, say like you want to go do that? Like, I ain't judging her. You get what I'm saying? But what I'm saying to you is that her main thing was, you knew who I was when you, she said that. So these people be sent. Like, you know, this is part of the whole thing, yo. Like, so we got to understand, like, this fame thing is a hell of a drug. Fame is the worst drug ever, yo. It's stronger than every other fucking drug out here. I promise y'all. The fame. The money gonna come with it. Cause think about how many things Cassie probably never had to pay for, whether she had money or not. Just think about it. She could have probably had $30,000 in her bank account, but I bet you she did everything as if she was a millionaire. She ain't paid for no food, she ain't paid for no clothes, she ain't paid for no travel, she ain't paid for, I bet you she ain't paid for nothing. I bet everything that she did, she was on planes, yachts, but everything. She was on billboards, Fashion Week, everything. I'm not saying that was a trade-off. I'm saying though, but just imagine like how much she didn't have to pay for. I remember watching that movie. I think it was called Cadillac Records.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my man was giving him a car.
Muddy like, Waters.
Instead of like giving them their money that they was worth, he would give them a new car.
Mm-hmm. Keeping in his name though.
I think Muddy Waters has something like five. Like he I think he had wound up like 10, 15 cars.
Mm-hmm. The house. You know,
all the stuff was in fam name.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about these things, you know, like how people will take advantage of you and your dream.
That's right.
That's a motherfucking fact. And then these girls, and then the women think, now these young like men that's out here sleeping with these dudes for all this other shit. That's, you know, that's what, you know what I mean, I can't do. I'm talking about like the women who actually have to be taken advantage of or become a pawn to this industry because they want to be famous.
Mm. It's it's a sad cycle. You know, it's a sad cycle that I heard it today on a different unrelated thing. It was like you can't do it on talent alone. And I'm just like, well, damn, if it ain't the talent, then what is it?
What is it? Right.
Right. You always hear people like, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So like, damn. So now I don't even have to be qualified or talented. I just have to know somebody.
Look, and you know that. That's true, though, Kev. Look at music now. Be honest. Look at some of the that's rolling now. Motherfuckers ain't even putting together whole sentences. So that's true.
Yeah, that's but true.
You don't have to have talent nowadays. You just need to have some skinny jeans. You gotta have the right type of little bag. You gotta have, you know, you gotta have a look.
Mm-hmm. A look that they can sell, that they can market.
And you can put together a couple little uns and ahs on a beat. You let, yo. All right, yo. So look, the moral of the story for y'all that watched this tonight, it was a bunch of y'all that jumped off and on. I appreciate y'all. If y'all watching right now, you know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to hit that like button if y'all watching us on YouTube. Make sure y'all hit the subscribe button so every time we go live, you can come check us out. Before we get out of here, you know, I just want to tell all of y'all, I guess the moral of the story tonight was, number one, watch your kids. Do not let your children go in any bathrooms in any, I don't give a damn. Unless, you know, even when you go in a restaurant, stand outside the door or like, I don't know. But just do not allow your children, you know, to go into these bathrooms alone. Amusement park, theme park, zoos, any of these establishments, yo, do not let them go in the bathroom by themselves. That's number one. Number two. In spite of whatever you can and cannot do, this is a PSA to all of men. Try your best, y'all. Try your best. And be in a position to be able to protect the women around you, especially if they're with you or they're around you. If they're working with you, if anything comes, just do your best, man, to try to make sure that they protect them while they're with you. Let's change the narrative on that, y'all. Like, we got to figure out a way where men can check men. We know it's a lot of egos going on and emotions, too. A lot of men are so emotional. They thugs. They're emotional, though. You can't take no type of criticism, you know? Constructive, at least, or you don't want nobody to talk to you about nothing, you know? But at the end of the day, we're going to have to get to somewhere, man, because it's sad what happened to Shorty. Regardless of what happened and how it is, or whether it's a lie or not, just the thought process of what that puts you in is not cool, yo. And it's happening to way more people than her. So let's try to protect the women out here, y'all. All right, so before we get out of here, you know what we do. We like to let everybody go around and say what they got going on, what they got coming up. So we're going to start with you, Kev, because we always start with you last. So we're going to start with you,
Kev. Oh, shit. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even ready for this.
Kev, it's your day.
Yeah. So, you know, working on a few projects. Been ordering some equipment. Been, you know, testing out some skills and stuff, man. Like, 2024 is big business, man. Like, you know, just look forward to more stuff. I mean, you know, everything we got going on, so I'm just gonna keep pushing forward. And I did renew my real estate license. It was a lot, bro. I had to do 90 hours of CE. Like, it's crazy.
So that's what I'm gonna have to do too.
90 hours, like, and then plus every year that it's been off, you got to do like another like 8 hours of like elective training. It's ridiculous. So
it's finished, you know,
and pay all these fees, like, so
yeah, and,
I don't think
it's worth it. I'll get any off-market property, single family, multi-family, holla at me. Okay. Let's change,
bro. Yeah, because once they get going, then it's like, okay, cool, it was worth it. But it's just, you know, putting in the work, you know, networking, you know, things that we already do, like, and then just, you got to monetize all of your associations. Like, after a certain age, if we're not making money together, if we're not doing business together, why are we hanging out?
I know.
You know, you want to go drink, what are we celebrating?
I try to tell people that.
You feel me?
We go for buddies, yo.
You know, so.
That's what's up. All right. So, look, Split, we're going to go with you, man, since you're the guest, man. What you got coming up soon, man?
Well, I mean, right now, just that whole collaboration thing and see what's going on. I mean, I'm finishing up a couple of books. I also do like erotic poetry, whatever, like that spoken word stuff. Yeah. And that's some of it out in ATL. So a couple of ladies, you know, people was feeling that they loving it and gearing up for a nice little mentorship with some kids. Cause I really do. With me growing up without a dad and me being a great dad to my kids, and it's a lot of women out here that, you know, that have kids and they don't have dads. So, I mean, some of them, they don't know how to change a tire, even some men. So some of the stuff I've been trying to cater to too as well is showing us, because some men don't even know how to simply change a tire, let alone an alternator or anything else like that. So, I mean, just putting forth a little mentorship, a group, just basically collaborating with a lot of people in different aspects and trying to make everything a better place, man, a better world for the movie.
Oh, no, that's
great. 2024 for more acting and filming.
Yeah. Well, that's dope, yo, especially, you know, trying to work with the youth, man, and get them some social skills, basically, is what that is, you know, so they can know how to function out here in society, you know what I mean? So that's dope, yo. Yeah, I salute that. So, but we got a lot of work that we're going to do, so me and the crew, we'll get down there. We're going to get down there in 2024. We're already setting everything up, so we'll be a part of a lot of things going on down there, yo. It's going to be love, y'all. So, CW, what we doing, y'all?
So, you know, like I stated earlier, still going for my certs as far as previewed. It's moving. It's doing good. We were just able to actually completely hire everybody for our board. So that's really exciting. And right now, I'm just still, you know, of course, campaigning for funds. So again, we also launched in a Google Play, or we should be launching in the Google Play. Everything is already submitted in the Google Play Store. All Google have to do is confirm the link to make sure, of course, that you can access it, like users can access it from the outside. Right. I went up there, I can access it, but because I don't have a, you know, Google phone, I can't download it, obviously, so I wouldn't be able to, you know, do it, but that's out the way, and our next move would be Apple, so we should have the app in the Apple store within the next couple of weeks, so it's a journey, but, you know, we're almost there, so...
Y'all moving, y'all. Shit, every step is a step closer, y'all. Y'all know how that goes. Yeah, if you think about where y'all started from, shit, to where y'all at right now, that's that manifestation, y'all. That's so good.
Absolutely. So it's going to be easy to ask for money. Like, we shouldn't have no problem getting any VCs or getting anybody to, like, give us funds, because now we got a board. So, you know, it's different asking for $2 million or $5 million when it's one person versus you having, you know, a literal board, you know, a CEO, you got your dev, you know, department. So we got the whole jump. Yeah. So I'm just y'all excited.
Lit. Yeah. Y'all lit, y'all. That's what's up, man. Y'all excited for y'all, man. Word up. Matter of fact, hold on. I got this. Let me see if I can get this to go right for y'all. Hold on. So corny, yo. Word up. All right, Meek, what up, yo? What's going on?
Yeah, just working on planners. I've been busy in the last week. I completed a planner for a reorder from somebody from last year, two for some twin teenage boys, and a digital planner. So, and my digital planner is lit. Like, yo, for real. And it can have whatever the fuck you want in it, you know. So, anyway. I'm lit. I'm so excited about my digital planner, y'all. I put so much work into it, so much time. And, like, it took forever to do, but it's amazing. I'm just working, trying to get some new templates ready because I want to get a standard one out. I'm just on my shit this week.
Focus. Yeah. And you got all that merch and all that other stuff going on.
So yes, yeah. Merch still going. I know Ross says when I hate to say follow me on Facebook, but literally, like, that's where all of my shit is on Facebook. So it's so much easier to go right there and find everything that I'm doing, everything I'm up to. Facebook will know first.
Right.
So
that's what we is, yo. So y'all do that, yo. I bet, yo. So as far as me, so I'm excited because we actually have a speech. Like, yo, I got a speech, yo. I know for a long time I've been talking about it, like getting a space that we can actually do a lot of different things and stuff like that. So I actually have a space that's open for rental, like if people want to rent for photo shoots, podcasts, all that other shit. I got recording studios in there and the whole nine. So I've been working, y'all. So we got that. And everybody, you know, we're going to have a little thing. I'm going to stream from it and stuff like that so y'all can see.
Can I record my Discord?
Yeah,
I think that'd be a great place for me to record my diss track.
Yeah, facts, yo. You know we're gonna get you lit, yo. Don't even worry about it. We're gonna put you on love, yo. Get your diss track out there. All right, and so what else we doing? Okay, so yeah, we got mad skits. Oh, and the Ooblifter series is crazy right now, so y'all keep up with that. That's pretty dope. The gear is doing really good. Thank y'all to all y'all that's been placing orders. I really appreciate that. It really helps out a lot. So thank y'all for that. What else we doing? Oh, be on the lookout for this collaboration that we got going on real quick. We're going to be doing some movies, y'all. We're coming up 2024. We're going to be doing some movies. So if y'all out there, some actors and stuff like that, y'all want to get with us, I'm sure we'll have something going on for y'all. You got to be willing to travel a little bit because, you know, it's a lot of things that we're going to be able to do around here, and it's a lot of things we're going to have to travel for, too. So you got to be able to do that. But other than that, man, we're going to put some shit together, man. We're changing lives out here, yo. We're not playing no games, yo. I promise y'all, man, we're not playing no games. Indywood, yo. Remember that name, y'all. Indywood, yo. It's coming. It's really coming, yo. So double salute to all of y'all out there that watched tonight. It was a bunch of y'all that jumped on. Remember, if y'all watching this on YouTube, please like the video right now. And subscribe to the channel if you're not. Thank y'all for joining us each and every Tuesday, man. And we get out here and we pop our shit, you know. And don't forget, like, if you go and cook your greens, yo, if you go and cook your greens, don't go out buying no bundle thinking that's going to be enough, yo. Because like the crew told me, I know I shouldn't be saying this shit because all of y'all I'm talking to probably know how to cook greens and it ain't your first time cooking them like me. But, yo, I'm going to put up a little video, man, word up, and just show y'all my beginning to end stages of how I'm going to make this shit shake, yo.
Please tag us.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure y'all know, man, because y'all already know, because y'all know I'm going to show out, yo, and show y'all how that shit going to come out. CJ, the way you looking right now, I promise you, yo, you're going to really... Y'all going to be thankful when I show y'all how I make these greens from the first time ever.
Okay.
Huh?
I said, okay.
All right, bro, we lit, y'all. Bro. All right, yo, so we out of here, man. Thank y'all again for joining us, man. Next Tuesday, we'll be back on, man. We're going to have a couple other people with us, and we're going to rock out, man. All right, so y'all keep rocking with us. And don't forget, man, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, y'all. So until next week.